I was thinking about a dream. I was thinking about a dream I was going to have about a future that did not occur. This is the dream of a million dreams where the mind enters the realm of the transcendental consciousness that only monks know the fuck about. And these monks, they enter this consciousness to realize that the universe might be a little messed up. And one can blame the ancient gods or the modern gods, and one can potentially blame the animal spirits of the jungle. You can do that. You can blame those animal spirits of the jungle. But we all know that the darkness has a center. It is something that you receive as if through the mandala of infinity. And this mandala of infinity opens up to the mind space, and one's own soul drifts like a laser beam through, I don't know, like crap through a fucking goose. For in Ireland lay the ancient secrets of the massive unification of all souls. There is an ancient goat king that lives in Ireland. And this goat king has a wife and a child. And this goat king, he lives upon the hillsides in a tiny little town someplace roundabouts. Who the no fucks wears in Ireland that costs, I don't know, 600 fucking euros to get to. And you travel with the demon driver because your plane arrived in Dublin or some fucking place like that. And you drive along the roadway, drifting with this driver across those ancient roads of Ireland where all of the monkey children hang out. And your driver is obviously a demon because you smell sulfur and it might be a fart. It might not be a fart, it could be the sulfur of a demon. Not at all a fart. You arrive at your destination and the goat king is standing with his demon wife and his demon children. I didn't make a mistake. That was on purpose. You have arrived at the ancient lair of the Goat King, and the Goat King tells you, Dear sir, would you like to know the ancient plans of the Goat King? And the Goat King says, you must realize that the ancient path is the path of unification. As you walk along the trail with the Goat King, you begin to realize that you're not actually in Ireland. You're in some far-off land that is separate from this universe, the membrane of exceptionality. And through this membrane, all of our fears arrive, all of our fears and our dreads and our anxieties, they arrive through the membrane of exceptionality. And this membrane is miraculous in so many ways, but it is in fact a conduit of fucking regret. It is the conduit of regret, and we must accept this simple truth that if some dude doesn't pay you for your work, if some dude treats you like a scumbag, if some dude talks to you about forming a human unity movement, when on some date in the future everybody will hum, you should tell the fucker to go to hell. Because the Goat King is nothing but a glob of fear. It is a giant monstrosity of bullshit. The Goat King can talk about its fucking, you know, two assholes, it poos out of two places. The Goat King can talk about how much Hitler's awesome. We all know Hitler sucks, but the Goat King loves him. The Goat King can talk about loving to do crystal meth, you know, and wanting to find out if you want to do crystal meth. But the Goat King is a fiction, a liar, a giant demon of nothing. And the smartest move you can make at this point on your journey through the membranes of awareness is to call up some fucking taxi driver and pay them 600 euros to get your ass back to fucking Dublin. You can hear the demon behind you, can you not? The demon is behind you. You think you'll get back to Dublin, but you won't, you fuck. Your driver is going over 400, I don't know, kilometers per hour. On these Irish roadways that are so frickin' dangerous, covered in sheep and men having sex with sheep. But you can see the spires of Dublin ahead, and you know that on angels' wings you will be flown home. And now you're at the airport, you throw money at the fucking taxi driver, and you curse his Irish name, O'Flanagan. You look out across the fucking whatever, the amber waves of bullshit of Ireland, and you say, fuck you, Ireland. And you get into the airport and you get your fucking shit done with the fucking government who has to shove an object up your butt. The government must shove an object up your butt if you want to get onto the fucking plane. And you know the fucking demon Goat King is behind you. You know the Goat King wants you back in his crystal meth heaven. You know the Goat King wants you as a code monkey slave so that you can live like a dog. But you are now through TSA and the Goat King looking at you with his two assholes and his I Love Hitler t-shirt and his belief in some fucking cult, and you know, he's really high on crystal meth. You board the plane and the stewardess says, welcome aboard, you ass. You're flying Aer Lingus. That sounds like some kind of fucking bullshit. and you order yourself a double, a triple, you get drunk as fuck on Aer Lingus, because Aer Lingus sounds like you know what. Aer Lingus sounds like some kind of, you know, you know what Aer Lingus sounds like. It makes a shape of a V. That wasn't a mistake. And you fly away, you fly away. You pass through the membrane back to the safety of your Hallmark card Disneyland experience. You say goodbye to the Goat King and to that dread Eldritch Island of Ireland. You say goodbye to Ireland at so many hundreds of billions of miles per hour that even particles at the CERN laboratory look up and say, fuck. And you can see in the distance, because there's like a rear view mirror. Don't ask me how that happens. Maybe there's a rear window, but you can see through the rear window of your 747 jumbo jet a red speckle of something. You don't know what it is. You're not sure what it is, but you're fairly certain it is some kind of crap. But it isn't keeping up with the jet. The jet is flying very fast, and you can see that the red demon, the red goat king, can't keep up with you, because God is on your side. And God, he's got all kinds of shit going for him. Also, you shouldn't say stuff like that with God's name. That being said, don't also, in addition to not taking God's name in vain, don't ever fucking work with anybody who might, you know, live in Ireland.